fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving action. Is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, gracious viewers. Thank you for your presence today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, a bank in Ho Lạc or Vietnam raises $15.5 million to help the disadvantaged. In medical news, IBM advances magnetic resonance imaging technology by 100 million times. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Olinga Foundation, an organization dedicated to helping youngsters in Ghana read in their native languages. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 16th, is the Independence Day of Lithuania, observing its autonomy gained in 1918. Lithuania is situated in Eastern Europe and borders the Baltic Sea between Latvia, Russia and Poland. It is one of three Baltic states, which include Estonia and Latvia. The Vilnius Historic Center is one of its four United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. This year is very special for Lithuania. It commemorates the millennium of the name of Lithuania. In addition, Vilnius has been chosen as the European Capital of Culture for 2009. It is celebrating this accolade with Culture Life, in which residents and visitors both take part in ongoing artistic events. Congratulations on this honor and the 1,000th year anniversary of your name, Lithuania. May your kind citizens have a fine Independence Day.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. In mid-January 2009, a wide swath of devastating rain swept across the Philippines. This resulted in major floods and mudslides, with at least 13 people reported to have lost their lives and nearly 20,000 being displaced. Additional rainfall in the month of January has caused concern to mount over food shortages due to ruined crops. On January 11th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $8,000 to help the most affected Philippine people. This amount could purchase $112,000 in relief items if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Our association's relief team flew from Formosa or Taiwan to convey Supreme Master Qinghai's assistance and concern. All travel expenses totaling $1,250 were additionally contributed by relief team members.
Arriving at the heaviest hit northern Samar province, our relief team began immediately to assist the provincial government in distributing relief materials to the flood victims. The next day, basic grocery items were purchased and transported, first by truck, then by boat, to residents of the remote Palapag municipality. Palapag's mayor, Ricardo Diaz, said he was amazed that the relief team, the first they had seen, was able to reach them despite the poor weather and road conditions. Seeing them, he explained that through Supreme Master Qinghai, everything would be possible.
Next, the relief team traveled further to the province's most impoverished municipality, Lope de Vega. However, since the counties designated to receive the supplies had lost their roads and were unsafe due to conflict, the mayor promised to deliver the materials directly to the victims instead.
We're glad that you give us assistance to help our constituent to ease their hunger, especially during these 2 months now that it's been raining here in our province and most of our people are affected and they cannot plant in their farms because of heavy rains. So they suffer hunger and your help is really a great help for them to ease their hunger during these days. So we're glad and we're very much thankful for your great help to our people.
We thank the local governments for their relief efforts. Our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate care and aid for people in times of distress. We also express our appreciation to our association's relief team for their timely assistance. We pray that humans everywhere may unite to prevent such floods and to benefit our earth by living in peace with all co-inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union donates additionally for Afghanistan reconstruction. To assist with the country's continued rebuilding, the European Union is contributing 610 million euros to be distributed between now and 2013. The majority of the funds will be directed through the government, with the remainder going toward agriculture, energy, and railway projects in the country. Heaven smiles on your thoughtful benevolence, European Union. With kind-hearted actions such as these, Surely the world will advance in peace and comfort.
Japanese Crown Prince makes week-long visit to Aulac or Vietnam. In light of the 35th anniversary of their diplomatic relations, His Imperial Highness met with AUKUS's Vice President Nguyễn Thị Yong in Hanoi, where the two leaders expressed mutual appreciation and wishes for their nation's closer ties. In addition, the Crown Prince was received by President Nguyễn Minh Triết to discuss matters of shared interests, and he also visited the ancient town of Hội An. We are heartened to know of your amicable visit to Aulac, Your Imperial Highness. Wishing you a safe trip home and that people of both your nations may prosper in expanding harmony, cooperation, and friendship.
Saudi Arabia welcomes first female cabinet member. His Majesty King Abdullah has appointed Ms. Noor Fayez as Deputy Minister for Women's Education. Other new appointments include His Royal Highness Prince Faisal bin Abdullah bin Mohammed as Minister of Education, as well as newly appointed Economic, Justice, and Information Ministers. Congratulations, Deputy Minister Fayez, and all the new ministers of the Saudi cabinet on your new posts. Allah bless you in serving the noblest goals of your co-citizens to bring benefit and progress to the nation.
Long-held Japanese ship released. A crew of 18 Philippine and 5 South Korean sailors were freed on the Japanese MV Kemp Star Venus after being detained for approximately 3 months. All 23 men are reportedly doing well. We are happy to hear of the safe recovery of the MV Kemp Star Venus and her entire crew. May all the innocent sailors celebrate joyful reunions with loved ones.
NASCAR racer donates to animal shelters. The Greg Biffle Foundation was established in 2005 by American race car driver Mr. Greg Biffle and his wife Nicole to better the well-being of animals across the nation. This past week, the foundation donated to 112 animal welfare agencies in 37 states, a number that doubles the contribution of last year. The grants will assist shelters in providing veterinary care as well as rehoming services and much more. God bless your caring hearts and generous spirits, Greg and Nicole Biffle. Your gifts will surely go a long way toward ensuring happy and comfortable life for our treasured animal friends.
Then a hero after saving his wife from car fire. A couple was driving northwest of Brisbane, Australia when they smelled gas. Soon, an explosion in the back of their vehicle triggered a fireball inside the car. Despite the intensifying flames, the husband, who was the driver, slowed the car and told his wife to jump out. By doing so, she was able to escape with only minor abrasions. By the time he was able to stop and escape the vehicle, he had suffered severe burns to his limbs. Thankfully, both were quickly sent by helicopter to Royal Brisbane Hospital, where they are now in stable condition. A hero salute to the brave husband for his quick and selfless actions to save his wife. May the two quickly heal to enjoy many blessed moments of laughter in each other's loving company. We can still save the planet. Day 1437. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Save our planet. Climate change affecting forests in North America. Trees in the western part of North America are experiencing lifetimes that are only half of what they were 30 years ago. United States and Canadian researchers say this is due to the temperature and drought effects of global warming, making them susceptible to disease and forest fires, which in turn release huge amounts of carbon. Thus, the trees not only perish, but their predicament results in accelerated global warming. U.S. and Canadian researchers, we appreciate these observations that tell the urgent story of our declining trees. May we all bring gentler steps to the earth for her life-giving forest to flourish once more.
Save our planet. Hungarians boost use of geothermal energy. The Theos Ladi Samuel Hospital in southeast Hungary switched last year to the eco-friendly and emissions-free geothermal energy. The agricultural town of Hodmaze Varshahe also makes use of this sustainable source in heating apartment and community buildings, reducing its natural gas needs from 4.5 million cubic meters 16 years ago to just 600,000 cubic meters today. Environmental studies indicate that geothermal sources are a viable solution in many countries, with initial startup costs followed by clean, free energy. We tip our green hats, Hungary, for your switch to this stable alternative source. Let us all quickly move toward adopting clean solutions that help our planet.
Save our planet. Green home revealed in Costa Rica's Inbio Park. The newest addition to the Biological Institute's environmental theme park, created in partnership with the National Power and Electricity Company, is a fully self-sufficient green home, which has seen over 4,000 visitors since its opening in mid-January. The building derives electricity from sustainable sources such as wind and sun, and is designed to minimize water use. It is also equipped with numerous energy-saving features such as large windows for plentiful natural light, a rain collection and filtration system, and interior lights that switch off when no one is in the room. What a wonderful example of just how environmentally friendly our buildings can be. Bravo Biological Institute, National Power and Electricity Company, and Costa Rica for sharing this tasteful eco-design with the world. May many people be inspired towards similar endeavors to further harmonize our existence with the planet.
Save our planet. U.S. students eat vegetarian to protect the rainforest. After learning about the destruction of the Amazonian rainforest to raise meat, fourth graders at Hampstead Academy in New Hampshire, USA, enlisted their parents to help them cook a special vegetarian lunch as a fundraiser.
Proceeds were donated to the Rainforest Alliance Network for their Protect an Acre program, which helps those living in forest communities safeguard the land. The students were particularly concerned for the welfare of native animals such as the okapi, whose habitats are being lost to cattle raising. We laud your green efforts, Hampstead students, teachers, and parents, for this innovative life-saving endeavor. We wish you many more such delicious meat-free meals to safeguard the life-giving forest and all their precious inhabitants. In a video conference with our association members in New York, USA in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of a world that is saved and beautified through compassion and harmonious living with all beings.
If you continue the way you're doing, then it will get more hope. And if the world population join in vegetarian circle, at least two-thirds of them, and green technology and preserving forests and plant trees, etc., or organic farming as well, a frugal lifestyle, every little effort helps along. Also, please keep envisioning the positive picture of the good world, the world that you want it to be, where everyone lives in peace, in love, in safety. A vegan world, a heavenly abode, where all beings enjoy life without fear of one another, where all are treated with kindness and due respect. Just envision all that.
Vegetarianism in religions. Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Tao Dai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the suffering of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila. He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata. Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith. Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet with art treasures made of canvas and paper materials under threat from climate change. UN experts are using such methods as cleaning with natural plant-derived products for sustainable preservation.
Save our planet. With a goal of becoming a hub for electric vehicles, Ireland announces plans to introduce 250,000 electrically powered vehicles over the next 12 years.
Two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
And we both follow a delicious plant-based diet.
Today, we're sharing with you a driving tip. Construction workers for highways sometimes have to work in extreme weather to keep the roads in good condition for our safe driving. They're all everyday heroes. To help protect them, when you pass a working zone, drive slowly and obey all traffic rules as usual. Sure, Mirabel, and refrain from using a cell phone to avoid distraction as well. Right, Laguna? Thanks for your consideration and for watching. And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In humanitarian news, OLAC, or Vietnam Development Bank, launches a social welfare initiative. the Bank for Investment and Development of Vietnam will provide over $15.5 million for programs to enhance the well-being of citizens in four disadvantaged districts of Âu Lạc. Funds will be used to construct houses, public health facilities and schools, and to help in relief efforts during emergencies. In addition, encouraged by the bank, customers have donated more than $1.7 million to their less fortunate compatriots throughout the country. Our appreciation, Bank for Investment and Development of Vietnam, for your caring deeds toward your co-citizens. May the people of Âu Lạc or Vietnam thrive in peace and abundance.
In medical news, International Business Machines Corporation, or IBM, improves magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, technology. Doctors are able to diagnose medical conditions through the use of MRI scans, which utilize a magnetic field, radio frequency pulses, and a computer to give detailed images. IBM has improved the technology by 100 million times, giving physicians the ability to examine what is happening on the molecular level of their patients. Dr. Mark E. Dean, Vice President of Strategy and Operations for IBM Research, said, "This technology stands to revolutionize the way we look at viruses, bacteria, proteins, and other biological elements. Congratulations, IBM, for this amazing advancement in technology. We look forward to more health-supporting medical innovations." Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, highlighting enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Neolinga Foundation, an organization that helps Ghanaian students discover the joy of learning. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. More Noteworthy News when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
We can still save the planet. Day 1437. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Olinga Foundation, which has helped over 22,000 students in the country of Ghana.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Olinga Foundation is empowering youth in Ghana by promoting literacy and universal basic education. Started in 2000, the organization has reached over 22,000 students in more than 260 primary and junior secondary schools in the country's western region. Focusing on helping pupils in the most remote and underserved schools, it has offered specialized training and on-site supervision for more than 350 teachers, as well as books and learning materials for students.
The Foundation's Enlightening the Hearts Literacy Program helps youngsters between the ages of 9 to 15 by teaching them to read and write in their own local dialect. This project has met with great success. One young student, Awusa Ansa Malik, said, "With this program, I realized that our language is rich and can be learned. It has also helped me to read English easily." The Foundation also helps to train community leaders and supports youth endeavors.
The Olinga Foundation is dedicated to the memory of Mr. Enoch Olinga. one of the first Africans to accept the Baha'i faith in 1952. Ugandan-born Mr. Olinga was particularly concerned about the education of children and dedicated his life to the service of humanity. In all areas of work, the foundation draws on Baha'i spiritual principles. It highlights the right to universal basic education, the importance of equality among all individuals, and the need to promote tolerance in society. Students are given access to the holy writings of the three major religions practiced in the region, Christianity, Islam, and the Baha'i faith. Emphasis is placed on developing moral values such as patience, honesty, trustworthiness, humility, kindness, and modesty. We send our thankfulness and God bless all involved in the Olinga Foundation for your loving care for the children of Ghana. May all youngsters be given an education that heeds the wisdom of the great sages of the past and present.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, For the Last Time.
Der Richter verurteilt den Angeklagten. Und nun hoffe ich, Sie das letzte Mal gesehen zu haben. Wieso denn, mein Herr? Gehen Sie etwa in Pension?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear workers of Supreme Master Television, today I'm very happy because I learned from you much information about global warming. Now I know how to avoid it. That is why I'm writing to let you understand how happy I am. I'm always thankful for everything you've explained about global warming. See you soon. Americo from Angola.
Amiable Americo, it's wonderful that the information you have seen on Supreme Master Television is helpful to you. Please share the good news with whomever you can that by being vegan, meaning adopting an animal-free diet, we can help save our planet. Let us be virtuous and allow our amazing animal friends their God-given lives. May heaven shine brightly on you and your Angolan co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with hope and joy. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Japan has announced an additional donation of $3 million through the International Organization for Migration to help cyclone victims in Myanmar rebuild their homes.
Christian music stars in the USA collaborate to produce Compassion Art, Creating Freedom from Poverty, a new album with proceeds being donated to 16 charities.
In addition to significant corporate donations, Australia's Red Cross announces it will donate $31.8 million to assist victims of the Victoria bushfires.
United States Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, Richard Boucher, visits Nepal to enhance her nation's bilateral ties.
Free classes offered by the Computer and Electronics Young Cubans over the past 11 years have resulted in over 2 million fellow citizens being taught computer skills.
The 7th Annual American Dental Association Give Kids a Smile Day was held across the United States, providing disadvantaged children with free dental care.
During a visit to Spain, Morocco's employment minister signs memorandums of understanding to collaborate on various labor and training initiatives.
UN Representative Mohamed Abdelaziz praises efforts to end human trafficking made by Egyptian First Lady Suzanne Mubarak and her international peace movement.
President Hifikepunye Lucas Bohamba of Namibia meets with Cuban President Raul Castro for a first visit since President Castro took office.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, launches a U.S.-funded health center near the Naral Bared refugee camp in Lebanon. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.